The U.S. economy saw falling unemployment and strong hiring in April.
April was another great month for the U.S. job market. 263,000 jobs added to American payrolls, and the unemployment rate fell to a near 50-year low of 3.6%. How long can this be kept up? Well, probably a while longer. If there is one troubling spot, it's that the labor force, the number of people either working or looking for work, shrank, and that's something to keep an eye on in coming months.
We'll dig into the details of the April jobs report with Wall Street Journal chief economics commentator Greg Ipp. This is What's News from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. Before we get to the April jobs report, here are some other top stories we're following. President Trump spoke with Russian President Vladimir Putin for over an hour on Friday. Speaking with reporters after their discussion, the president said the two talked about trade, North Korea, and Venezuela, as well as Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report.
We discussed it. He actually sort of smiled when he said something to the effect that it started off as a mountain and it ended up being a mouse. But he knew that because he knew there was no collusion whatsoever.
Friday's talk was the first known interaction between Trump and Putin since the Justice Department released the Mueller report, which detailed Russia's efforts to interfere in the 2016 election. President Trump was pressed on whether he and Putin discussed those aspects of the report.
Okay. Did you ask him not to meddle in the next election?
We didn't discuss that. Really, we didn't discuss it. We discussed five or six things.
The president was also asked whether Mueller should testify before Congress, a decision he says is up to the special counsel. Meanwhile, House Democrats are ramping up the pressure on Attorney General William Barr, who testified before Congress this week on his handling of the Mueller report. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler has set a Monday deadline for the Justice Department to comply with a subpoena for the full report. The Justice Department has said it can't legally do that, but Congressman Nadler said refusal to comply with the subpoena could lead to contempt proceedings. Vice President Mike Pence weighed in on the Federal Reserve after a strong April jobs report on Friday. In an interview with CNBC, Pence said the Fed should consider cutting interest rates. The Fed has been holding interest rates steady so far this year. After their meeting this week, Fed Chair Jerome Powell said the Fed didn't see a strong case for moving rates either way at this time. The Fed raised short-term interest rates four times in 2018. The nation's unemployment rate hit a near 50-year low in April, falling to 3.6%. 263,000 jobs were added to the economy last month, exceeding economists' expectations. Joining me now from Washington with more details on the April jobs report is Wall Street Journal chief economics commentator Greg Ipp. Greg, let's start with the unemployment rate, now at its lowest level since 1969. That may seem like a good thing, but on the flip side, it also signals that fewer Americans are looking for jobs. What can you tell us about that, as well as the pace of hiring in April?
Right. Well, there are two reasons why the unemployment rate went down. One is that the job market continues to be very strong. Employers are hiring a lot, and people are finding those jobs. But the other, as you mentioned, is that there were this month fewer people looking for jobs. Later, labor force actually shrank. Now, we shouldn't make too much of that because these figures are based on a survey that can be rather volatile. And so a few months ago, the labor force was growing a lot, and we might see that again in a little while. All that said, it does appear to be that the labor force is growing more slowly than it was. It was only about 0.6% larger than a year ago. That's significantly slower than it was growing last year. So in the end, how fast this economy can grow and how many jobs it can create will be limited by how many people are available to work. So that is something to be a little bit worried about for the long term.
Overall, though, when we look at the number of jobs added to the economy, 263,000 in April, that shows strong economic growth, and it was more than economists had expected.
That's right. It was more than people expected. Now, again, because the figures are volatile, it's helpful to average them. And so over the last 3 months, job growth has been around a little under 200,000, which is, you know, still pretty darn good. If you were to look at the underlying sources of population growth, you would say that a steady state rate of job growth would be probably 60 to 80,000 a month. So we're still creating jobs at a far faster pace than you would expect in the long run.
Now, Greg, what about when we look at wage growth? That rose 6 cents in April, and analysts had expected to see an acceleration there. That doesn't seem to be happening so far.
No, but I would sort of like look back and I would say that that number was only around 2, 2.5% just a couple of years ago. So I'm disappointed that it didn't pick up faster, but I'd still say it's pretty good. And the bottom line is that with an unemployment rate of 3.6%, and with every expectation it will go even lower, employees are getting some of the leverage back that they need to get higher wage gains. So I think that this is really just a pause. I would expect to see that wage growth number pick up in coming months.
And finally, as we look ahead, any trouble spots you can see on the horizon?
Yeah, a couple of very small things that are worth keeping in mind. One is that the number of hours worked that the average employee put in actually shrank a little bit. Not sure why that is, but that might be a sign that some employers are reluctant to add too many hours. Perhaps they're not too certain about how strong economic growth will be. Another is that the manufacturing sector, which had a very good year last year, seems to have really lost some momentum this year. Manufacturing payrolls barely grew in the month of April, and they were flat the month before that. So to the extent that we had seen this renaissance in the factory sector, that seems to be cooling off a bit.
That's Wall Street Journal chief economics commentator Greg Ipp joining us from Washington with more on the April jobs report. Thanks so much, Greg.
Thank you, Emery.
Now, on to some more headlines from the Wall Street Journal. Japan's SoftBank is considering a public offering of its $100 billion investment fund known as Vision Fund, and according to the Wall Street Journal, launching a second fund of at least that size. The journal reports that Vision Fund staff is trying to keep up with the spending of SoftBank founder and CEO Masayoshi Son. SoftBank has invested heavily in tech companies that are also planning for their own IPOs later this year, including Uber and shared co-working space WeWork. Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway is holding its annual shareholder meeting in Omaha, Nebraska on Saturday. The Wall Street Journal's Nicole Friedman says it'll be widely attended.
Every year, tens of thousands of shareholders come from all over the world to hear Warren Buffett, who's Berkshire's chairman and CEO, and his business partner, Charlie Munger, sit on a stage in a convention center and answer questions for hours on end. And people ask questions having to do with Berkshire's performance, with the broader economy, with issues going on in the business world, and try to pick Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger's brains on everything that they can.
Buffett also announced on Friday in an interview with CNBC that his company has taken a stake in Amazon, which he has said he made a mistake by not investing in earlier on. He could also face questions on Berkshire's backing of oil company Occidental in a rival bid against Chevron.
Occidental is attempting to buy another oil company, Anadarko, and Berkshire has injected $10 billion into that attempt. And Warren Buffett has not really talked about the deal yet or why he decided to do that and whether it's how it's good for Berkshire. And so that's definitely something he'll get questions on.
For more of our coverage of Berkshire's annual shareholder meeting this weekend, head to WSJ.com. That's what's news for this Friday afternoon. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal.